On a summer afternoon in England, when Alan Matheson Turing, 1912 to 1954, a student of King's College, Cambridge, during a course taught by mathematician Max Neumann, took note of Hilbert. Meanwhile, as was briefly mentioned in the previous item, a part of the mathematical community was seeking a new kind of logical calculus, which could, among other things, put in a sustained mathematical basis, heuristic concept, that is, to carry out a calculation. The result of this research was fundamental to the development of mathematics. It was whether it is possible to have an efficient procedure to solve all the problems of a particular class that was well defined. All these efforts eventually formed the theoretical foundation of what came to be called computer science. The results of Gödel and Turing motivated decision problem first try to characterize exactly which functions are capable of being computed. In 1936, Turing was acclaimed as one of the greatest mathematicians of his time, when he foresee his colleagues that you can perform computational operations on the theory of numbers through a machine that has built the rules of a formal system. Turing defined a theoretical machine that has become a key concept within the theory of computation. He emphasized from the beginning that such mechanisms could be built, and its discovery is just opening a new perspective to